The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Bert Show.
Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby.
It's the Bert Show. Spooky buzz.
You know
here's Abby.
I forgot that someone had to get murdered before we started this episode. You know what's really scary is finding out that some random 19-year-old in their basement streaming is making 15 times the amount that you are, because Forbes just released a list of the top influencers where they followed their follower counts, their engagement rates, and also their very, very, very high earnings. And some of the people that came at the top of the list were, of course, the Paul brothers. Logan Paul is in 12th place thanks to his WWE career and also brands that he's associated with, like his clothing company and Lunchly. Apparently, he made $9.8 million this year. His brother Jake made $13.6 million because he has a betting app called Better and also a body care brand. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Internet superstar Kai Cenat made $8.5 million. He was the first streamer to partner with Nike and signed a multi-million dollar deal with Rumble.
I think I just saw him in a T-Mobile commercial with Snoop.
Yeah. He's killing it, man.
Very impressive. Livy Dunn is one of the biggest college athletes right now. She's a gymnast from LSU. I believe she just signed on for a fifth year because she's that good and that dedicated to her craft. She made $3.9 million from her NIL deals, and this made her the top earning female in college sports.
Wow. Is that right?
Yes. Now, we have to get to the top spot because there can only be one wiener. And
wiener.
Do you not like this dude?
No! I mean, I'm just looking at his earnings and I'm like impressed and a little envious. Do you know who he is? Mr. Beast is still the top influencer to this day. He made $85 million this year.
Wow.
It's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
The money is ridiculous.
How much of that money does he get back to charity, though?
He has said, I don't know what it is, and he's also, like, bought all of his friends and family homes in his own neighborhood, so he's got his own, like, compound. But I'm not exactly sure how much he gives back to charity.
He's one of those people that you're not mad that they're famous, because he does seem like he's a really good dude. And he has such a good eye for content. He really gets the short attention span of Gen Z.
I also saw that your dude Matt Rife is on that list somewhere in the top 15.
Oh,
he's
no
made
surprise.
A ton of cash. And I talked about it yesterday. That kid that opens up the presents, Ryan, that was so cute when he was like a little kid, right? And he opens up the whatever gifts come, and he's been doing that for years. He's like in the top 10. The kid made like $35 million, and he's like a teenager now.
All right. When it comes to Mr. Beast, real name Jimmy Donaldson, donates 100% of the revenue from his YouTube channel, Beast Philanthropy to charity. And then he says he pours all his earnings back into video production to further his charity events. He is quoted as saying in a Yahoo article, 100% of the profits from my ad revenue, merch sales, and sponsorships will go towards making the world a better place.
From YouTube? So he's got other platforms. I'm sure the dude is making some money somewhere, but all the profits from YouTube.
From his channel, Mr. Beast Philanthropy.
Okay.
But he has multiple channels, right?
He does. I ain't mad at him, though.
I'm not mad about it. I mean, you work hard for your money, you reap what you sow, and so you can't really be upset at someone who's crushing the content game and really bringing it in. So if your kid wants to start a YouTube channel, I wouldn't hate on it because they could be a millionaire tomorrow. Okay, it's time for a little bit of spooky buzz trivia. Because it's Halloween, of course. So I have a couple of basic questions about some Halloween movies that I will present to you and play some clips along the way. And if you can get it right, you just win pride. That's okay. Really it. I didn't bring any prizes today. So the first question comes from Hocus Pocus. Okay,
well, that was abrupt.
Never mind. It's not the I don't know what I thought that clip was going to be, but it was not that one. What are the names of all three Sanderson sisters in Hocus Pocus?
I've only seen 15 minutes of this movie.
I've never seen it.
I wouldn't say I was forced to watch it a couple years ago. I did it of my own free will. It does not stand the test of time, but if you watched it in your childhood, I get why you have, like, you know, love for it. I have no idea what these women's names are.
It is Winnie, Sarah, and Mary.
Okay. Yeah. Never would have got that.
Okay. The next one is from Silence of the Lambs.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
What a neat guy.
All right. What are the names of the two serial killers in The Silence of the Lambs?
All right. So,
Billy and Don.
Buffalo Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you actually know this.
Yeah. There's one more. Yeah. Buffalo Bill and Don't Tell Me.
Mammal Lecter.
Oh, Hannibal Lecter.
That's right. How did we not know Hannibal Lecter?
All right. The last one is from Halloween. At the beginning of the original Halloween, child Michael Myers murders his teenage sister. What was her name?
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, man.
Patricia.
Chelsea.
Obviously, Patricia.
Karen.
It was Judith.
Judith. Bye, Judith.
All right, rumor has it Danny's kids tried to fight someone after a recent Halloween party, and a popular artist had to break them up. I'll tell you what got him so upset on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.